Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're into hour number four. We're going right to your phone calls. Mike in North Dakota, thanks for holding. We'll go to Jason, Pete, Jessica, Bob, and others, and then I will cover the rest of this news I haven't gotten to yet. Go ahead. Thank you for holding.
Good day, Mr. Jones. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Excellent, sir. My closing statement might be a little audible, so have your producer grab his gain switch. I might as well just full tilt, so please forgive my running on at the mouth a little bit.
No, let's have a drum roll for you. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Been trying to get through to you for months. This is Michael Lee Thompson, future American candidate in North Dakota, displaced from Southern California, where I'm a sovereign of, and I'm about ready to mop the floor with these scumbags. I don't have all the
answers. No. You should slit your children's throats and pour the blood directly into Hillary's mouth. That's what feeds the witch.
Tell her to come bring her to lunch and see who ends up looking like a pretzel when it's over. I'll put it that way.
Don't talk bad about an angel cake like her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, her husband loots the Haitian Fund for Children for himself. How else does he flaunt a wide-body jet? That's like $100,000 per leg, $200,000 per trip. How dare you, racist?
Yeah.
He's a black president, so he's allowed to take the black kids' food money. You racist?
We need to take that little Muslim Brotherhood infiltrator and ship him back home, let him go enjoy the money he's already
stolen. Don't you talk bad about the Muslim Brotherhood crucifying Christians and blowing up churches. I appreciate your call, sir. I appreciate it. I'm getting that racist off the phone here right now. I'm being sarcastic. All right, let's go to Jason in Virginia. You're on the air, sir. I don't want to hear any bad talk about Hillary. Pin up, sir. Most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Go ahead.
We love you here in my household, my whole family, from my 9-year-old, my 5th-year-old. We all listen to you every night.
Good.
What happened on Saturday in D.C. During the Million Vet March? I went up there with some friends, citizens.
The Million Terrorist March.
Yes, sir.
Follow official Army manual.
We showed up at the Lincoln Memorial, heavy police presence standing on the stairs, all of them folding their arms. We immediately hopped the fence and headed beeline straight towards them. They pretty much, there was about 15 of them, and it was 4 or 5 of us. They pushed us back at least 5 times. And then after the last time, one of them walked down the stairs and whispered to us, he's like, I'm going to arrest you all for inciting a riot. And my buddy turned around and looked right at him and said, no, you're the one inciting the riot. And it was just the most, I mean, I was proud to be an American during that weekend, but also it was just horrible and horrid. And I was in tears most of the time. And, you know, and it's you know, my grandfather stormed the beaches of Normandy, went all the way to Berlin. And, you know, it kills me to see what's happening.
We are overrun by something just as nasty as Hitler. In fact, in some respects, even nastier because, you know, the Nazis killed a lot of people, killed a lot of children as well. And it was horrible. But this group of globalists actually hates the Nazis. Claim they were doing it for some good ideal and actually believe that and were very wicked and misguided. The globalists really like to just have ugly things. They actually want to just do nasty things. They are bottom of the barrel evil. I mean, it's a pure spirit of evil is the only way to describe it.
I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees, sir. So that's, and we're not afraid here in Roanoke, Virginia, and your word, and all of us, we're spreading like wildfire.
Well, beautiful, Jason, real fast. So you guys did finally tear up the barricades and storm over. I mean, when did the feds getting paid double pay, we now learn? Rachel Maddow said they weren't paid. It was actually double pay, so I guess it's true. Or they were not paid. They were double paid. The double paid goons, I mean, you finally just pushed them aside, or?
Well, they were not there the next day. They showed up in a small presence. We finally got to talk to a congressman from Michigan, and he was trying to tell us he was on our side, but, you know, I don't know. I kind of saw through him. But
we need folks to get hardcore and upset that we're in deep trouble, and that's starting to happen. So some good news is there, and there are a lot of good police as well.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwab's Teeth Whitening System. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? You bet I would. The good news is the PowerSwab's Teeth Whitening System is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. In fact, PowerSwab's whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and that's it. Oh, and better yet, unlike normal whiteners, Power Swabs remove stains from caps, crowns, and veneers. To try Power Swabs risk-free, call 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298. I guarantee your friends, family, and co-workers will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Our phone system crashed earlier, but David in California, who was in Sacramento, where they have checkpoints pointing guns directly in the cars at families and men and women, you name it, just like Boston, that's the new police system. In fact, I never got to this, and I said I'd play it. Maybe I'll do it on the show tomorrow or have an article done about how the police now, when they pull you over, want you to wear a shock bracelet just in case you cause a problem because you're a prisoner under their penal code. Here in the occupied country, and so I wanted to recap a Homeland Security video. Homeland Security actually had a meeting with the company about making all travelers wear taser bracelets, and I thought I'd just remind you of that because now they're trying to creep in with it. And they'll get it. They'll get it if Americans put up with it. Hey, man, put your taser bracelet on or put your taser necklace on. Don't cause problems at the airport. Do this to keep us safe because of Al-Qaeda. When the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. Let's go back to David in California and then to Jessica, Bob, and others. Tell your story, sir, about living there in that area.
Yes, sir. Jones, I just want to thank you for what you do and all your
things. Don't thank me.
I have to because I'm the first-time caller. I'm sorry, sir.
Now
on to my story.
Drink fluoride. Okay. Government loves you. Stop it.
I probably am. As soon as I can afford your filter, I'll be buying one. But nonetheless, here's the story in California. Okay, this disgusts me. Okay, I live in Sacramento, and that's just about 17 miles from where I live in Roseville. And to see that guy with the gun 2 inches from that dude's face in that picture disgusts me. I cannot believe this. You got to be kidding me, man. I mean, I'll give him the fact that he had his finger alongside and he was at least not a liberal gun owner and didn't have his finger on the trigger. But nonetheless, it's a loaded gun in your face and it's an AR-15, which none of us should own. Of course, only they should own them. Isn't it interesting how we should not own AR-15s, but they should own them? Because they always have them in the pictures. They always come through your house with AR-15s. Let's get on to the kid who's 13 years old who was just murdered by the police. Now, I know Obama wants to save just one kid. If I could just save one kid, I would disarm all the lawful Americans on Earth. Well, what about the freaking, the little boy that was just killed by the policeman? Why don't we disarm him? Why don't we set a precedent that says when you shoot an innocent little kid for playing with a toy, then you are disarmed and locked in prison, policeman? Why don't
Well, it's worse than that. I mean, it's worse than that is that they've got the police doing this no hesitation training. And so they're shooting each other. They're shooting their wives when they come home. I mean, they are just scared to death. They do it all the time. They had to fire a cop a few weeks ago in Austin. Because they told the guy to get out of the car just at a random, you know, traffic stop, and the cop just shot at him because the guy had the wallet in his hand. And it's like, man, we shouldn't have cowards as police. I mean, I'm sorry. Sure, your safety's important. Have the training. Be on the lookout. But if you're just like Barney Fife, you should not be on the police force. I appreciate your call. It's like Barney Fife on steroids. Jessica in Alaska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, terrorist.
Hi. How are you, Alex?
I'm pretty good.
I'm a first-time listener on your live show today and first-time caller. Very big fan, very excited to be on the show, but I am not excited about what is going on in our America right now. And the question really is not how did this happen. The question is, what can I do? I'm 30 years old. I live in Anchorage, Alaska. A lot of U.S. citizens don't even look at Alaska as a state because we're way up here. And, you know, when I begin to talk about you and, like, all the information that I've learned on your site and following you, I get the, oh, she's a conspiracy theorist. People look at me like I'm crazy. I talk about the Rex 84 plan and how, like, one of the biggest facilities is outside of Fairbanks, Alaska. And I've been noticing, like, strange aircraft in my area that is, like, you know, when anybody else goes to look at it, it's not there. They just missed it. And I was, like, the crazy person. What can I do here in Alaska to be more proactive? You know, I'm 30 years old. I'm a mother of two. I'm concerned about my children.
Can't have that on air, and it's been happening a lot more. It's kind of like people's token deal. So we got to let folks go when they do that. That's the way you can sign off, I guess, on your call. Ma'am, I understand your frustration about what's going on. Look, the majority never prevails. They sit there and suck their thumbs. It takes a highly motivated minority to change things. And that's why, as much as we criticize police, let me tell you what's really scary. The most awake people after the military are actually the police, in my experience, because they're in the middle of it. They see the baloney they're being given to do. They see the demonization of liberty lovers and they see how they're not allowed to go after real criminals but are just sicked on the general public for petty stuff to raise revenue. So when people call you a conspiracy theorist, that's because they're intellectually lazy. They don't think of themselves as ever being involved in anything. So why are you telling them that something's even going on? Being concerned is something that weirdos do. They want to go home and watch television. They're under literal psychosis. They're under mind control induced from 60 years of television. And so you've got to warn them, hey, cancer's up, IQ's being lowered, our country's losing our basic liberties, our standard of living's going down. And they may not even wake up then, probably won't, but down the road, they will remember. That's how cognitive dissonance works. To get around the learned helplessness and the normalcy bias, you've got to just plant the seeds. That's why giving them a copy of one of my films or sending them a video link, because they're well-produced, well-documented, fast-paced. My films are really the best work we do. And the nightly news that's at prisonplanet.tv, share a membership with your friends and family, or almost everything we do there ends up getting put on YouTube. So find whatever subject it is and give that to friends and family. Tell them about InfoWars.com. And if they laugh at you, move on. These are poor victims. It's like You ever seen a poor mentally ill person who's also mentally retarded on the side of the street who's homeless, and you go up and try to talk to them or help them because they're not just the normal drug addict or whatever that's, you know, robbing people in the parking lot. It's like a really seriously mentally retarded person who's also mentally ill, and they've been in and out of the system for 20 years, and they're sitting there drooling on the side of the road. You can tell they're actually totally freaked out and screwed up, and you just have that feeling when you're in a parking lot that you want to give them some money and try to help them and ask, do you have family or whatever? And they will laugh and giggle at you when you say, hey, do you have family? Do you have some place to stay? Have you been to the Salvation Army? They will genuinely, all they know to do, and you can see the pain in their eyes, because even though they're retarded, what's the politically correct term, or I might get in trouble, because they just say that word is handicapped, they will look sad for a minute in their eyes, but then go, and start laughing at you, and then will say something rude to you, even though you've just given them $20. And that's kind of how the general public is. They'll go conspiracy theorist, and it's a few clicks above a phenomenon I've seen with really seriously handicapped people that they've been treated bad and put down so many times. All they know is to be mean to you because everybody's been mean to them. Now, sometimes you try to help a mentally retarded person who's on the streets, and then they start crying and thanking you, and then you start crying. You know, the best way for me to help people is to be up here on air and be nasty and do what I do. Because you got a lot of nasty yuppies out there that think they're in charge and think they have all this power and that think they're on the winning team because they don't care about anybody. And I'm here to let them know when they have that car wreck and break their back next week or when they go in and get diagnosed with cancer next year, I want them to remember I warned them and I told them so that when they beat the cancer or when they finally grow up through the adversity they're going to go through, that they will then go out and understand that it's now time for them to help others. Or maybe when their kid gets diagnosed with cancer next week. I'm trying to stop your kid getting diagnosed with cancer. I know it's a weaponized program. I'm very upset about it. I take it very personal. I have a giant heart. I'm not saying I'm some good guy, folks. I have a very big heart. If you study a lot of psychology, the real psychology, not the pop psychology, you'll learn, of course, anybody that has a big heart and is also very loving also has a very large, vicious side. And I have that as well. The problem with these losers is there's a lot of wimps that are into tyranny because they think darkness gives them power. It doesn't give them power. And I want to get off my preaching horse here because I've got to get back to calls and cover more news. We're going to the bottom of the hour here on Overdrive. We're going to skip this network break. It's just that you are not going to be fulfilled being a thug out there. And when you are talking to the general public, that's wearing their sports jersey and doing whatever, they're just trying to think about how they can get more money and how they can get a better rebate on a car and how if they just looked cooler or if they just lost 10 more pounds that they would be somebody. They laugh at you because they're not somebody. And you're here trying to make them somebody. You're here trying to get them to join the human race and do something and stand for something. And not just have us blow this planet up and fail as a species. And don't feel bad when they giggle and they laugh at you. Because I'm telling you, the same response I've gotten from mentally ill people and seriously mentally handicapped, when you try to help them, and if you're mean to them, then they grovel to you. It's when you're nice to them, they then act mean because all they've ever been is treated like crud. And so you're going to somebody who feels powerless and who feels like a victim, and who watches zombie shows and the culture of death all day, fantasizing about death and murder, who's being programmed that humanity is crap. That's what all the zombie shows are. The Pentagon admits it. It's to condition you that all humanity is ugly and gross, so you actually become what they want you to do, so you turn your survival instinct off and crawl in a hole and die. And the problem is, if the public does become total zombies, and they become my enemy, then I've got to deal with them like they are zombies. I'm trying to stop them from being zombies and lift the zombie curse that the New World Order has put on them so that you're not men, you're not women, you're zombies. You can say, well, I'm not a zombie. Really. All you care about is sports that don't matter. All you care about is acting cool. When all of that is great when you're 14, you're designed to be leaving the hut, identifying what group you want to be with, kicked out of your parents' hut. You're supposed to go find a group you're going to be with, a hunting crew, what you think of as a gang or a bandit crew you're going to be joining or a fishing crew you're going to be joining. And then you show your skills and your success in that. And then you find a woman. I mean, you guys have been hit with scientific technologies to think that the television is providing you with what will make you successful. It's providing you a fake template to wreck you. It is a scientific war machine. And the minute you figure out that that's not just rhetoric is the minute you start defeating the enemy. You don't have to have it all together. I certainly don't. But I've got human instincts. I've got life force. I've got survival mechanism. And I've got war programming to defend my people that are the human race. And I've activated my resistance systems. They're not the best out there. They're not even in the top 10%, I guarantee you. If other people have been put under the stresses that I was put under growing up, which aren't even that heavy compared to some, soldier child in Africa or something, but the pressures I was under are 20 times, 30 times what the average child goes through. And that was old-fashioned to let me get beat up 20, 30 times. That was old-fashioned to let me go break bones playing sports. That was old-fashioned to let me, get hurt snow skiing. That was old-fashioned to let me climb 100-foot trees. That was old-fashioned to let me go do things like that because my dad was not some macho tough guy. He didn't want a total jellyfish. You think it's because they're liberal? They don't want your kid playing tag or boxing? They want your kid to be a victim. If lions or tigers could program society, would they have gazelles with feet, with legs? No, they'd have gazelles that were tailor-made like a McDonald's Happy Meal out a window. And that's what you're like. The general public is wrecked. They don't have survival instinct. They don't have any real tribal instincts. It's all misprogrammed into garbage. And they're all aimlessly wandering around in circles, bumping into each other, digging deeper into the decadent society. And, folks, decadence is not liking to go out and have a good time. That's the fake church modern thing. That's the Pharisees. Christ was there to get people to totally shift their paradigm completely, not nitpick, because if you change somebody on the inside, it will then change the outside. And so people think, oh, I don't want to be a loving person. I want to be evil. That's where the fun is. All the messages say that. But that's not really the truth. So they want to rob you of your entire future. They want to rob you of your destiny. And that's their greatest crime. You know, if we had an elite that did all sorts of bad things, it'd be one thing. But the fact that they actively wage war against the infant and try to hurt them with baby formula, that they've got tuned just to the point where it won't kill your kid. In Africa and Asia, they tune it where it does kill a large portion because they want the brain damaging to be so heavy that it ends up killing a large portion of the children. And then that's not even an issue when 100,000 kids, die in China because of a bad formula or, 50,000 kids in one African country because of bad formula. It's just like, oh, the kids die because of formula, but we want to stick our hands down your pants because of Al-Qaeda. I mean, come on, folks. The system murders millions, and it's a statistic, but then we'll take one child shot with a gun and then collectively tell us that gun owners are to blame. It's all pure crud, and our enemies are losers. I look at them, and they have enough knowledge to know how humans work, and then they use it against their fellow humans. Because they're not spiritually smart enough to know what that does to them and their progeny. You wonder why these elites have such degenerate families, are so unhappy, statistically are so disease-ridden? Believe me, I've got the intel on a lot of elite families. I've known some of them. I have a lot of other connections. They are committing suicide in record numbers. They are drug addicts. They are Satan worshipers. They are completely unfulfilled. Because they don't care about anybody else. Of course. And so they think if they kill more people, that is going to fulfill them. That is not going to fulfill you. It didn't fulfill Lenin. It didn't fulfill Adolf Hitler. It did not fulfill any of these people. And their lust for the innocent's blood will never be quenched. You people are of your father, the devil, and that's why you're failures. So the only thing that will quench you if you're too far gone and can't come back and have no goodness in you and have totally crossed over into the regions of hell is to kill yourselves. You want us to die? That's your inward, outward expression of projecting on us that you want us to die. No, you need to die. You need to kill yourselves. You want to kill us and kill our minds so you can be better than us? Do the right thing. Kill yourselves. Kill yourselves. I say to the establishment, kill yourselves. Stop killing the innocent. Stop killing the beautiful. Stop killing the culture. Stop spewing your ugly art. Stop spewing all your corruption. Stop doing it on purpose to make us like you. You die. How does that sound? You die. But you kill yourselves. Isn't that a thought? I know you're attracted to that. I know that's a thought you have a lot. Now, I'm sad you're too far gone. Some of you, if you have any inkling and want to repent, you can do that. But before you want to kill the innocents, you kill yourselves. That's self-defense for me to tell you that. And I know you'll make a decision, and I know you'll follow through on it very soon. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's talk to Pete in Texas. Pete, you're on the air during heavy overdrive.
Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, when Sandy Hook happened last year, I sort of assumed it was true, so I didn't really look into it, even though there was rumors of paid actors. And then
They definitely had paid actors. They like to kill real kids. They've got gag orders. They've torn the building down. He was on a bunch of drugs. They kill real people. They like that. But they definitely had actors scripted to take advantage of it. And Bloomberg got caught like the day before putting a memo out saying, get ready to exploit the next shooting. Like he was geared up months before, but they said, okay, get ready. So massive. Look, all the evidence points towards it being massively staged. But of course they killed some real kids. I mean, why not? That's enjoyable for them. Go ahead.
So I started looking at some of those videos online, and they're not just actors, but they're really, really bad actors.
I know. No, they'll be laughing going, watch this, and go over and start doing fake crying. I know. It's amazing.
It's ridiculous. And then I saw the fake faints that happened like last week. Totally staged, totally fake, obvious to somebody that has half a brain. It was ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
I know. It is amazing. And then again, they don't even, it's like a holy roller church where they find out what your illness is at the back and then they have the preacher say it at the front. Once they get people collapsing and doing all that, then all the other women join in. Just like, what's the response? A sympathetic response is the name. Like if I was to walk into a restaurant and vomit right next to a table, in fact, I could even do that to wake people up. They probably get 10 million views. Go in, vomit right next to somebody's table. A lot of people start vomiting as well. So that's how they program everybody. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just blatant psyops. It's ridiculous. Most people fall for it. It's sad.
Yeah, but all you got to do is realize that the globalists are the enemy. Tell your brain, this is the enemy. Brain, tell me how to deal with them. And your brain will start at a subconscious level giving you all the weapon programs in the info war using the truth you need. See, that's how this works. Your only issue will be what your one body can do against the enemy. And then all you do is just say, God set me and my will that you created against the enemy. I am fearless. I am a broken vessel, but energize me. And I'm telling you, if you just say that prayer, just reach up to the heavens, God will answer. They're so scared of good people. You could see spiritually what bloated, hunchbacked maggots our enemies are. You would laugh at them. They fear death. They fear everything. They are the most slimy, pathetic creatures I've ever seen. God bless you. I appreciate your call. One more call, and I got to end this. Bob, you're on the air. Welcome. Listening on 94.5. Go ahead, in Michigan.
Yes, Alex, good to hear from you. I've been with this movement for a long time, since the mid-80s. I've been awake, watching what's going on, and trying to get my voice out. I believe this country has gone so far in the wrong direction, there is no peaceful resolve to bring it back. I honestly believe that we need to set up the gallows and any and all so-called elected officials that have gone against the Constitution, which they swore an oath up.
Here's the problem. That could turn into a French Revolution. If you give us your number, I'll call you back tomorrow. John will remind me. We'll have you on and talk about it. If you want to leave your name and number. I don't want a French Revolution. I want an American counter-revolution against the globalists. What we've got, the liberals are basically like a French Revolution. But they don't want a revolution against tyranny. They want a revolution that puts them in charge. We try to be peaceful. We wake up as many people as we can. They start a fight. We take it to them. We don't just hang everybody.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. I've covered some of the news, but I want you to call in and tell me if you can go online to InfoWars.com and look at the AP photos and others. And then, of course, we have all the footage from Boston of them going door to door and dragging women out of their houses by their hair and driving by pointing guns at people in their cars that didn't even look like the suspect, because it's all about setting the precedent that we're nobody, that we're little, and the system, it's upper class, it's establishment, it has the power. But I want to know what you think of the AP photo showing the checkpoint with cops pointing guns at Americans' heads. And earlier this year, this happened in some fugitive hunt in Colorado that I saw on the news, where they were just shutting down major highways and just pointing guns at families. I've seen the countless pieces of footage from checkpoints in Iraq. And unless a vehicle didn't stop or unless they didn't meet the description of something suspicious, even the Marines and the Army didn't point their guns at people at major checkpoints. They would have them aiming, down at the ground. They could swing them up in a half second. because it's extremely aggressive and is just absolutely one step away from Nazi Germany. And then statistically, of course, we know that the system is not protecting the general public. It is the citizens themselves, more than 9 times out of 10, that end up protecting themselves, their property. And now we have a standing army of trained paramilitary police who are trained to fight an enemy. And so, of course, they see us as an enemy. Kill, kill. You know, how do you answer in the Marine Corps and the Army in boot camp to yes, sir? You don't say yes, sir, sir, no, sir. You say kill, kill. Kill, kill. Because they're trying to get normal people who aren't killers to become killers. And so they've gone and picked through all the police and gotten their special paramilitary units. And more they've got them out learning how to kill, kill with the American people and set up checkpoints where they demand your papers. Now, in Nazi Germany, when they demanded your papers, they would just walk up and ask for them and have a sidearm on or a man with a rifle behind them. Now they come up and say, let us see your papers, pointing guns at your head. And you're like, do I look like a suspect? Shut the bleep up, or your brains will be all over your car, scum. Now get his wife out and proctology exam her now. If you don't like it, I'm going to shove a gun in your mouth and blow your brains out. We are only a few inches away from that level. By the way, the video's up on InfoWars.com. Jakari Jackson went out to cover an open carry in downtown Austin with black powder handguns that are totally legal and lawful. Texas is only one of 6 states where you can't have handguns openly displayed. We're trying to repeal that right now. I'm trying to get that unconstitutional law overturned. Yeah, Texas is pretty pathetic, folks. We just think we're free. That's why we're trying to actually become free. And the state police ran up. They read them the law, and they said, we don't care, and literally started assaulting the people. They don't resist. They take the handgun away, the black powder handgun. And then the cops on video twist the guy's arm behind his back and shove it up in a torture move. I mean, they've got to sue them. But see, if you're torturing somebody at Abu Ghraib, that's evil. But if it's paying compliance with a slave, with a blood bag, with food, because that's what the American people are now. We are the food. I mean, folks, your wife will be thrown on the front of a car and will be assaulted, will be raped with their hands. And the head of the state police here in Texas said, we're going to do it, we're going to keep doing it, and we stand by it. No judge, no jury, no warrant, no probable cause, no reasonable, nothing. We're going to put our hands in your body, and you're an animal, you're a dog. You know, when I would work on cows, doing artificial insemination, working with a large animal vet, we would change gloves with every cow that came into the chute. But you don't want to spread disease. Those are valuable cows. And we would sit there doing the exams and doing the things, and we would change the gloves each time a new cow came in. And we're worse than cows. We're there to produce money for this system, and we're there to provide children for body parts, for organ harvesting, and that's it. And the public acts like that, so the public deserves it. So you just get ready to drive up with your family, and they're going to shove guns right in your face. And if you don't like it, this is going to blow your brains out. If you don't like your wife getting a proctology exam or whatever, you just try something, punk. Even if you want a lawsuit on us, we got your tax money to pay it. Scum. I'm going to get all your guns, too. Just take all the shots. Government loves you. So I want to know what all of you out there think about all this. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, the Capitol Police used to be good down there at the Capitol. Now they put a bunch of politicos in there that will run over to our camera guys and scream at them to turn their cameras off. We have video of that to Aaron Dykes and others. So they've definitely got a new crew over there. They're not all bad, but they're really bad compared to what they used to be. The average state police out on the road are not as imperious, but they're trying to make them that way. They're trying to hire a crew like that. But this is the conversion all over the country where the police are so arrogant in some jurisdictions, they will pull over old ladies, 85-year-old ladies, in one case in Texas, with no criminal record, and grab $2,000 out of their purse and keep it and say that's drug money, no judge, no jury, and say we have an asset forfeiture law that allows us to do this. And you know what? The law does say that. They had laws saying black people weren't humans, too, in this country. They had laws saying they could conscript your sons and make them go fight illegal wars called the draft. They had all sorts of laws that are unconstitutional garbage. So you can take your law that says you can pull me over and take the cash out of my wallet, no judge or jury, and you can shove it. But by the way, here's the good news. The globalists are going to rob all their dumb minions as well. So I laugh because all the people that think they're really high and mighty, all these nobodies that have never been successful in life, with their ingenuity, their ideas, their charm, their intelligence, all you people that think you found power through the system. Oh, by the way, I didn't finish my story before I give the number out. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. What do you think of this photo and these videos up on the side of the cops shoving guns in people's faces? I didn't finish the story about Darren McBreen. So, to make a long story short, because I forgot and didn't finish the story, I drive through a parking lot 5 miles an hour by a grocery store. The grocery store is probably 200 yards away. This parking lot's so big. It's an outdoor mall. There's like 10 cars in this huge parking lot at a restaurant. For some reason, nobody was at this restaurant on Saturday at like 1:15. I'm going to meet my wife in 30 minutes. I pull up my truck, and this woman on like a weird three-wheeled Segway in a uniform pulls up like a bad cop, like a cop that's arrogant. You know, from my view, a bad cop, a corrupt, or not even corrupt, just arrogant would be the word. Look, just like Big Sis meets Janet Reno. And when I say bad, I don't mean doing anything illegal. I mean bad in not the type of cop I would want. But it's not even a cop. It's a security guard. And she's bugging her eyes out at me. And so I get out of the car. And she kind of, you know, tells me how bad I am and stuff. And I was driving dangerously. And I said, no, I wasn't. I just drove in the main entrance and then cut across right there. So I start videotaping her. And then I go in. She goes in and talks to the manager. He kind of laughs at her. She goes out, and he goes, are you going to air that? And I go, no, I'm probably not. She's so pathetic. Then my wife gets there with the kids 30 minutes later. I take the food that we're going home to eat, get in the car. Darren McBreen shoots up behind me. He's in the barbershop that's like 200 yards away, and this security guard drives up on her little thing with flashing lights, jumps out, runs in and says, I just had the most horrible experience with Alex Jones. You know, he was recklessly driving, could have run over children. I'm sick of him recklessly driving around here. So bearing false witness right there. I'm recklessly driving, not true. I'm doing it all the time. I almost ran over children. None of it's true. So it's like I've already forgiven her. I'm thinking, man, that's pathetic. Boy, we're in trouble. Because everybody I know is having these contacts. A guy in combat uniform with Tim Frugier, we haven't aired this video yet, and a Metallica shirt. Tim never goes to Walmart, but his box fan was broken. He likes a fan to sleep with he and his fiance. We haven't aired this video yet. We should air this now. I forgot about this. We had this for months. We need to go ahead and air this. We forgot to air it. And they go, let us see the receipt. And he goes, here it is. And they go, you're going to show it to me right now. And starts going to reach for him. And Tim goes, hey, forget it. I'm not going to shop here. I got my fan right here. I just paid for it. Go ask them, because they were rude to him. It's the arrogantness on top of it. So he walks out. This guy comes up and goes, I'm calling the police on you. He goes, go ahead. He goes, don't ever come back to Walmart. We've got your name. You're in a banned list. You'll be arrested. He goes, fine, I won't. And then the cops show up, and he's like, I got you now. Well, Tim had called Jakari Jackson that lives right by it. Jakari gets there in about 3 minutes. She's amazing. He always answers the phone. And got footage. Then the guy runs over and says, you can't film. Jakari goes, I'm smart enough, buddy. I'm on the grass, not on your property. Oh, there's the footage. You guys, we never aired this piece, did we? Okay, well, wait, because I want to air it on the nightly news and really build it up. Because I'd forgotten about this. My point is that everywhere I go now, people will jump out and tell me what to do, including citizens. I mean, this is like North Korea or something. And every week I see footage of where they'll have a checkpoint, not at the end of a neighborhood, not with people where they're looking for somebody and saying a blue pickup truck, a white male with black mustache. No. They randomly will just stop everyone and come up and point guns at men, women, and children. And then in New York City, they've had 3 cases in the last year I know of where they shoot 9 innocent people, or where a repair guy is pulled over on the Brooklyn Bridge. They go over and shoot him and then try to cover it up. Or a few weeks ago where they shot a bunch of people. I mean, it's like we're there in the game Duck Hunter or something just for them to shoot for their fun or their video game. And, man, if a cop gets shot, like happened in California, they go nuts and, like, have a police riot on the public and then just decide it's time to shoot up a bunch of innocent people. And, oh, there's two women with blonde hair. We're looking for a black Navy veteran. Here, let's shoot up their vehicle. Oh, there's some more white women. Let's shoot them up. Oh, there's a black lady. Let's shoot her up. And they shut down half the state in a big pity party over a couple dead people. You signed up to be warriors. You act like the most obsessed with safety, cowardly people I've ever seen in my life. And it's like this upper class thing to wear camo and armor and strut around. We're all supposed to be scared of you. I see cops everywhere now that bug their eyes out and look at you like you're supposed to be scared of them. Hell, I see a bully acting like that. I want to stomp your ass into the ground. That's what happens when I'm walking around and see some guy posing like he's Mr. Tough Guy and wants to get in a fight with somebody. I won't go down to 6th Street, even though they got some good restaurants down there, for at least 5 years. Because every time I'm down there, even when it's not late, they have roid head bouncers and cops with shaved heads and tattoos all over them starting fights with people and shoving people and getting people's faces. I don't want to be around you. I don't go to Mexico because the cops act a little bit like that. A little bit like that. And, man, I'm getting around. When I see cops standing around in, like, some kind of combat outfit, bugging their eyes out at the mall or wherever, trying to scare people, I go over and go, what are you doing? They're like, what do you mean? What do you want? I'm like, well, you're acting like you're about to go into the ring, the octagon or something. Well, we've had some intelligence. Bull! You live in a fairy tale, man! The stinking government's the threat! It runs Al-Qaeda! I mean, I can't imagine if I walked around acting like I was going to beat people up. I would expect people to come over and get in a fight with me. I mean, I grew up in Dallas, folks, people that walked around like that. If you walked around the street for 2 minutes like you wanted to fight, somebody would just stop their car and get out and go, what are you looking at me like that for? You want to get in a fight? And there'd be people going to the hospital. Man, you walk around like that, you better be ready. I am sick of your crap. Excuse me, folks. I shouldn't even be on air right now. I start thinking about this. I mean, I just start thinking about how much I got to put up with it. I'm so sick of it. All these, I don't live in North Korea because I don't want to be around it. I don't live in Mexico. I don't want to be around it. And now I live in a third world country with a bunch of little boys playing soldier. I'm sorry occasionally some of your little drug dealer pals shoot at you or something. Because they play shoot 'em up games all day and think they're, you know, cool prisoners or whatever. I mean, I'm so sad. I hate those. Let me tell you, the little gang member thugs act just like the cops. It's the same thing. I'll be at a gas station. It could be white thugs, black thugs, white thugs, you know, wife beater shirts, getting out, bugging their eyes like they got a problem. I'm going, oh God. I go, if I look down, they're going to say something, and then I'm not going to be able to handle it. I'm like, okay, I got the rifle right there in the back of my car. I'm not going to get in a fight with them, but if they come over here, I'm going to just get in my car and drive off. They pull a gun. How fast can I get to that rifle? I mean, this is the country I live in, folks, with all these little thug men and this thug culture and this gangster culture and this MTV wannabe tough guy culture and all these Hollywood movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger and that other roid head, Sylvester Stallone, all acting tough, running around, and people, and you go see those movies, it's full of cops and military actually believing all that's real. But it's always the cadets. It's not real soldiers that actually want to go see stuff like that, because all it does is give them flashbacks. They know it's not even real. I know I've gone into a rant. We're going to go to your phone calls when we come back. I'm sorry. I didn't even mean to go off into all that. Oh, man. I just can't handle it anymore. I just can't handle it anymore. This country is such a joke. I mean, it's such a joke. And I don't say that with pleasure. I'm sad about it. We have to admit that we're a joke if we're ever going to turn this country around. We've got to admit. And again, it's not just the cops. The cops, on average, I got to say, compared to the general public, on average are better people. But they got thug ones, and they're even more dangerous when you get a little gangster wannabe with a badge and a gun. It's very upsetting to me. I mean, I walk in places and you'll see like some one little thug bugging their eyes out at you or something, and you try to ignore them. You know what it is? I don't like fake men. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a very loving, sweet, caring, compassionate person. And I'm the type of person, like a dog, if somebody bugs their eyes out at me or gets in an aggressive stance, I start getting in an aggressive stance. And I don't like that. There's no reason for everybody to be acting like this. And I rue the day I pull up and cops are pointing guns at me for their egos or whatever, or because they're living in fear. And that's why they're so upset when we have open carry rallies, because they're the only ones that are allowed to have guns. They're the only ones that are... You know, by the way, pointing a gun at someone without probable cause, without believing you're an imminent threat, is a type of assault. And it is menacing with a deadly weapon, and it's illegal. And there's a bunch of laws it breaks, and I personally am sick and tired of it. And we don't have any guests today. I've kind of got my rant done now, and we'll get into all of the huge Obamacare news, the huge economic news, all of it. All of it. And the good news is the military is waking up, because they actually live in the real world, especially combat vets, and they know what a third world this is now, and they don't like what's happening. But, man, I look at all the scum and all the thugs and the gangster types that run our government and all the disconnected from reality wimps who think this gangster culture is tough. I mean, it makes me want to throw up, and I'm so tired of it. This country is just absolutely degenerating around us. And it makes me want to puke. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The GSA, police checkpoints, all of it is prisoner training, period. And they're getting us ready for controlled economic collapse. They've got the police and military drilling for martial law and teaching them, we don't want to do it, but we got to take all the guns during a collapse, which, of course, makes the collapse even worse. And that's really the big issue here. I've got all this other news that we're going to get to after phone calls. 100 pro-abortion storytelling events organized across the country, to be proud of it and to think of it as your special goodie. Also, Britney Spears' music is used to scare off Somali pirates. Scare me off, man. Listen to popular music. Wow, no wonder these people have brain problems. Catholic University to teach students how to promote, protect Obamacare-covered abortions. Yeah, that's right. You go to a Catholic school or other Christian school, you learn the sacrament of the aborted baby. Continuing, high school cheerleader car wash violates environmental laws. I mentioned this yesterday. See, this is how they're shutting down the little thousands of lemonade stands around the country, and was a big issue with that the last few years. And the feds got involved and said, yes, no one's allowed to have any, you know, underground barter. Because you don't teach your kids about barter or small retail sales now. You teach them how to go work at a slave grid store with Chinese slave goods coming in. And they said, yes, you're not allowed to have water with any soap suds running into the ditch improperly, even though big companies can do whatever they want. So you're not allowed to. You see, and this is all about you're not allowed to do anything. That's why everybody now is going to come into contact with government bureaucrats and citizens that feel like they're part of the establishment. The average jellyfish citizen who supports this system thinks that by groveling to it and embracing it, it gives them power, when actually it destroys their whole future. But they don't know that. They don't know America had more private property, more wealth, more power because we were the most aggressive, most individualistic. And we still had a lot of problems, but we were the best. Now we've completely flipped, that's how things often are in the world, to where we are the lowest IQ, most unhealthy, dumbest people on average. Now, we still have a huge group of people that are the hardest working, most intelligent, despite all that, but we're now the dinner. We're now what's left. We're now blamed for it. We're now bad. And the big ultra-rich lobby and fund this idea. You know, you've got to lose to know how to win, the Aerosmith song says. And I like some Aerosmith songs. I'm a fan of Aerosmith. That song's not particularly one of my favorites. But I was listening to the words to it again this morning and pulled them up on my iPhone. And it's absolutely true about life. And that's what we're dealing with here, is the system does not want people to ever have to go through losing, because if you lose and go through adversity, then you will learn how to win. You've got to lose to know how to win. It's very, very simple. But there's no dodgeball, then there's no tag, then there's no running, and then your mama's not allowed to pack your lunch. Your mama can't be trusted. We're going to give you these shots whether mama likes it. And the principal gets up there and says, the state is your parents. That's now being announced everywhere. And they're just taking over. And they're telling people what to do, and Americans have been taught to do what they're told. You now go to buy groceries, and you're paying with cash. They'll ask for your driver's license number. Just say it's our policy. If you don't like it, leave your groceries here. And they'll get amazed when you leave your groceries. Or if you go to pick up tickets now and you show your credit card, they'll go, show me your driver's license too, and then they'll swipe it to create a record. Because it's all about getting you in the database. One of my crew went to the Austin Film Society Festival this weekend, and they showed him his driver's license for his membership, his ticket, and they said, we want your license. We want to actually run it through the system, the database. He said, no. And he had to argue with them to have them leave them alone. Folks, this is about getting you under a cashless grid so they can set up a system that's impossible to ever get out of. It's designed to make you poor. Your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine.
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.